Greetings, greetings once again. You're in tune to Roots Doctor, and this is the Natural Healing Liberty. I know we didn't hear me for a while, but Medea, no worry, I'm not going nowhere. Yes, and I have a studio full of guests. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I have a guest who's been here several times, Brother Aston Mari, and the fruits of his endeavors are here, the fruits of this of what he's been doing. And tonight's show is really entitled Healing as a Form of Self-Reliance. You know, that's why you're hearing so much Garvey, you know, at opening up. So we need to heal ourselves by, you know, becoming more self-reliant. And a good place to start is with the minds of our children, you know, because, you know, if we get the next generation thinking in terms of self-reliance, then, you know, we're on the right path. So tonight we're going to look at, you know, healing as a form of self-reliance, and later on we're going to look at we're going to hear from the guests in the studio. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to pass you over to Brother Aston Mari, and he's going to open up with some drumming. Okay, my brother, it's all yours.
Ashima family, greetings, respectful greetings to all ones. I'm Aston Mari Bartekun from Schools of Unified Learning. And it's an honour to be here as always. Say hey love to the One Roots Doctor and all the Galaxy family. Today we have a very special presentation. But before we get to that, I just want to open in the way that we do with our salutes. Itawagi Salamta. Hashima Towagi Asab. This means creator be praised, respect the warrior idea. And we have a drum vibration, which is always fitting for special gathering. So we'll share our warrior idea. Hashima, respectful greetings to all ones. So we are here today to share some experience I have with members of the school community, members of Schools of Unified Learning, who have recently completed the first quarter of a course called Educating with Unified Knowledge, Foundation Course 1. And so the adults who are present, there are two adults present at the moment and two children, and some more adult and children to be present also later. They will share some of their experience of doing this course, which essentially is about learning an African-centered approach to education, which is something our school, Schools of Unified Learning, has pioneered. You can find background information while you hear the show on unifiedknowledge.org. So you're welcome to check in on the website, unifiedknowledge.org. You can also explore our Abundance Center website, with some background about our centre in Peckham, abundancecentre.co.uk. And at this point, I would like to thank everybody who has given support to the centre, those who have signed petitions and helped in our campaigning to secure the space. That has gone very well, and so I'm pleased to announce many new programmes, but we'll discuss that later on.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, yes, that was nice. Nice vibe. Nice place to start. Okay. Who's going to start?
Well, I think I'd like the ones to introduce themselves. Perhaps Sister Ites could introduce herself, and Sister Coral can also do so.
Yeah,
and the children then after.
Yeah, you need to talk. You need to talk into the mic more directly, though, because I'm not picking up.
Greetings. My name is Sister Ites. I'm with the School of Unified Learning.
Greetings, family. My name is Coral from School of Unified Learning.
Hello, my name is Sienna. I come from the Unified Learning class.
Greetings. My name is Nali, and I'm from the School of Unified Learning.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And can you tell us who's downstairs?
To come, we have Sister Valerie, and also her sons, Kwesi and Kojo. They'll be up in a moment.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, so what's been the journey? What's been the journey? I'd really like to know where you were to make the decision in terms of the parents to enroll in the school of Unified Learning. Yeah? So tell me something about, like, How did you get to this point? You need to speak closer to the mic.
I came to this point of knowledge, knowing about the School of Unified Learning, as I am a home educating parent.
How did you know about the school?
I knew about the school from another home educating parent who informed me about
okay.
The school.
I hear you. Okay. All right. And so, what made you actually, apart from hearing about it, what actually made you enroll your child? What was the catalyst? What?
For me, the catalyst was not just enrolling my child,
mm-hmm.
but the catalyst was for enrolling myself.
Okay. So you enroll yourself first?
Yes, I enroll myself first, and
Yeah. Alongwise
I enroll my child.
Okay, good, excellent. My sister, is that similar for you?
Similar. I enroll my child first,
mm-hmm.
and inevitably myself.
Okay, good. And so, do you support each other?
Yes.
I mean,
yes, we do support
each
other.
That's built into the
framework. Yes.
Yeah. Good. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay. So what did you do? You did some lessons first. You did some classes first, or did you just generally have a kind of overview?
I enroll in the foundation course one.
Right.
Which is a foundation course within the School of Unified Learning.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, there is a foundation course for the children as
mm-hmm.
well
mm-hmm.
within the School of Unified Learning.
Right. Okay. So what do you learn on the foundation?
With the foundation course, the main objectives are the culture, objective and principles and protocol of the practice.
Right.
And from my own perspective, I have become more enlightened.
Right.
Particularly from the very offset of the course,
mm-hmm.
from the very, very foundation of the course,
right.
relating to the culture. There are aspects of education that I knew not about, the aspect of relating to culture, coming from a Pan-African perspective and a comedic, relating to the classic reference,
mm-hmm.
which was very interesting from the offset.
Right. Okay. So you learn things that you can use later on, yeah?
Yes, absolutely, because the culture, the foundation is based from a classic reference, which is a comedic, which is comedic, and it's relating to ancient Egypt. And what I understand is the way of life and well-being.
Right.
Which
mm-hmm.
is very essential.
Right.
Which is, in my opinion, is from what I've learned, it's derived from a comedic civilization. And this is an approach to education by observing or looking through a Pan-African perspective, and pan means going across.
Right, okay.
And from the comedic classic reference of reasoning, and to have a greater look into the value of classics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes? And the value of classics is to do with history
mm-hmm.
from the very foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to determine my own future, I need to first look back straight into the past.
Yes.
And that is a great culture to know.
Right, right. And the things you learned then you feel are applicable today?
Oh, most definitely, the clients play a very integral role
mm-hmm.
in within life, and what is missing is the order of science and also mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And when, as I continued doing the course, I became quite aware through Asmara teaching of Mahat,
mm-hmm.
and Mahat is the true. Is relating to true and universal order that goes straight into, which is a quantum physics.
Right.
And in my opinion, and what I recognize is that the mathematics also is related to science, and they are both linked together, which becomes one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a natural way of learning and. Which is related to respect, which goes straight into organic learning.
Like the song that, hold on to that. My sister, your journey for the course, how did you get to the course?
For myself, I took my child out of school.
Right.
And I was introduced to my from another sister.
Yeah, and what were some of the issues you were having in school? Why you decided to take your child out of school?
Well, they didn't teach anything about Ainai culture,
uh-huh.
and I really needed a school that taught that at school as well as in the home.
Right, right, okay, and that was the main reason, yeah.
Main, there were other reasons.
Okay, I hear you. What one of the things I was hoping that are you going to get any sense of measure? What I'm saying, measure in the sense of, like, you know, where child started the School of Unified Learning, and then you can actually measure development. Is there anything in the program where you're able to do that? Do you know what I mean? Is that Blaston Mark?
I mean,
can you help
after 3 months. We have to do a presentation.
Right.
And upon what we learn.
Right. Okay. Because what I'm saying, if you can self-program yourself to see that you are learning, then that's like an internal process that drives you. Did you see the point I'm making?
Everything we learn in the class,
mm-hmm.
we have to introduce it in our homes.
Oh, okay.
And also,
like the sound of that.
Principles, yeah.
Good.
Well, it's good conduct.
Good. Excellent. Can you pass the mic to the sister there? No? Okay.
I should say that there is a Valerie is here. She's in the course at the moment.
Okay.
I've asked her to attend just to bear witness to this presentation.
Okay,
so
I hear you. I hear
the two that
so
are
she's really a silent guest.
Well, in a way.
I'm
sure that if she wishes to speak. She's got a lot of experience and insight herself.
Sure,
she's very welcome to speak.
Sure.
Principally, Aitz and Coral,
right.
They have completed the first quarter, the first
right,
3 months
right.
of foundation
so they
course
have something.
One. So
right.
they can speak from a position of having completed that. And in regard to marking stages, there are stages to mark, like this is part of it.
Right.
The fact of having to reflect on what's been learnt to a level where you can speak on it in a public space,
yes,
is part of the progression, is part of the marker. And as you know, we had done this previously.
Sure.
So I'm very glad that I'm able to be here, because previously we've been here where I have spoken about the course that is coming,
right,
and presented what is to come.
Right.
Then we've had first generation graduates from it, and now we have new graduates from it.
Right,
and this is part of that graduating process, is to bring oneself to a position where you can speak on it publicly,
sure,
and just share your personal insight,
right,
on the learning and your experience coming to the point. I think it's good you're asking about how one's come to be here,
right?
Because this is a situation many of our community are facing, this question about standard system education,
right,
and the right way, choosing the right path for their family development, for their children's,
sure,
development in an educational sense and in a broad cultural sense.
Mm.
So it's like this.
Okay.
Perhaps later on there are two boys here as well with Valerie. They may want to speak as well. So, you know, we just keep the reasoning open.
Yes, sure, sure. And my young sisters, can we hear from you, or are you going to get camera shy on me now?
Camera shy.
I like that, I'm shy.
Well, my school is really interesting, and every time when I go in the class, I'm really happy. When I'm at school,
mm-hmm,
I go into class and I feel very happy. And it makes me learn a lot more.
Okay.
Than it used to be when I, back in the days when I was at school.
Do you actually enjoy your school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Excellent. And what are some of the things have you been learning at school? Can you give us some idea?
I've been learning the fiddles.
Okay.
And the Amharic song.
Okay.
And the mathematics charter.
Good. Excellent.
And the red ideas chapter.
Okay, thanks very much, my young sister.
I'm beating.
More volume.
Okay, let's just stop. I learned more about myself when I did School of Unified Knowledge. I get to know the principles of my art and the principles of living and trying to understand other people rather than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To like be the best communicators.
Okay. Are you full enjoying it? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay. Come back to me. Okay. Someone talked about using it within the home. Are you finding that you can use what you've learned within the home?
Okay. Absolutely. I do embrace the teaching very much.
Give us some practical examples.
Some of the practical examples, first of all, is whereby myself as a mother and my daughter,
mm-hmm,
she now recognizes more respect, in the sense, respect at all times.
Right.
Yes. In the sense, observing at home when we do some work, for instance,
mm-hmm,
focus is very necessary. Respect and focus works together,
mm-hmm,
which works hand in hand. Also, we repeat the charter, the mathematics charter,
mm-hmm,
yes, which is very, very important. We also practice areas of Mahat because it's very new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So at this very point in time, it's a learning curve for ourselves at home. And it's the intention to continue to pursue through an organic way of learning and to re-educate ourselves, particularly for the youths coming up and also myself as well.
Okay.
Which I do embrace.
Good, good. Sister, give us some practical examples.
We have different levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We have level 4, where you're unconscious and incompetent.
Right.
And level 3, that you're conscious that you're incompetent.
Right.
Level 2, where you're competent and
right.
conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And 1, where you're like superhuman consciousness.
Like the sound
so
of that, like the sound of that.
You know, we grade each one, each level in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We want to reach to number 1.
Right. And do you like the interrelativeness of the learning?
Yeah, because we actually do things together with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And even share it with other ones that don't go to the school.
Okay, nice one. All right, let's hear from the boys. Did you want the boys to make a contribution? Greetings, young men.
Stand up, please. You can stand up. You need to come to the mic. Introduce yourself.
I am Kojo.
Greetings, Kojo.
I am 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my school is at Abundant School of Unified Learning.
Mm-hmm.
I learn lots of things there. I learn how to play my name on the drums.
I bet that's interesting.
Tell the community how you learned that. What's involved in learning about playing your name on the drum?
First I did it in binary.
Mm. Okay.
I subtracted all of it until I got the answers.
Interesting. Wow.
Just to elaborate, Kojo is speaking about the way we drum in the school. We have a method of drumming we call binary drumming, and it's related to the fidel, which Siana mentioned she's learning the fidel.
Mm-hmm.
The fidel is like the alphabet system for Ethiopia, which we use in the school as a Pan-African language system.
Right.
So as part of that, one can take their name, like Kojo's taken his name, and looked at the number values of each character,
right.
then turned the number value into binary,
right.
and from the binary, he's able to then play it as a rhythm. And Kojo has done this. He has learned the idea of the fidel, and learned the idea of binary, and the various arithmetic that goes with it. Obviously, binary is another number base,
exactly.
and these things are... There are some secondary school children who don't know what binary is or how it works.
Sure.
Did
the other young man want to say?
I am Kwesi.
Greetings, Kwesi.
And I really like going to the Abundance Centre.
Mm-hmm.
I learn a lot from it, and I've had experience in this kind of school before. I've had, I have another school that is similar to it.
Good, Ashima.
I like what I learn.
Okay. Give us an example. Give us an example of something you've learned.
I like binary, and I'd like to do my name on it.
Okay. Excellent. All right, thank you for the moment. I am going to do a station check and just do some house stuff, and then I'll come back to you. Yeah, greetings once again, and you're tuned to the Roots Doctor, and this is the Natural Healing Liberty. And of course, you know that you're in the right place, www.galaxyanealisetafiwi.com, but we're Galaxy Afiwi, galaxyafood.com, galaxyafood.com. And if you want to call in and ask some questions, make any statements, 07538005634 or 07983852952. Brother Aston Mara, do you know who it was going to call in? Do you want to G them up?
Well, we've got some ones in the community who have questions, so all ones with questions are welcome to call.
Okay.
There's a number of ones who are interested in doing this course.
Right.
And I've let them know that they can hear ones with some experience. So
okay.
You can even share your position as one considering the course. Why not? Let's reason.
And also we have they can email us on studio@galaxyafui.com. studio@galaxyafui.com. Okay, right, my sisters. It's all right. No worries. We talked about kind of like where things are. I mean, how do you see yourself taking, you know, what you're learning now? I mean, can you see yourself going anywhere with it, sis?
Objectively, yes, most definitely. Yes.
I mean, where do you see yourself taking it? How do you see this? Say, maybe in the future.
Regarding the taking it with me within the future, it is necessary for me to take the next step up to the further advancement in the course.
Right.
And also readdressing areas that I have not been able to totally fulfill in the sense of my own personal well-being.
Right.
And what I'm speaking about objectives.
Right.
I am now able to look at objectives in a total different view comparing to how I would have looked at it 5 months ago.
Give me an example.
Objectives from the School of Unified Learning, it's clear from the very offset is that peace is very necessary. The mind's core. And within the mind's core, one has to have the consciousness. Right, one deals with the will. It is necessary for communication, and of course creativity is a very important role. Also, areas in my life, in my own living, ways of living, I've got to take look at changing as well.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to be very productive.
Right.
And also to have a very healthy space. And what is a healthy space? It's a healthy mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's to recognize that there are areas in my life that I really need to declutter.
I hear you.
Decluttering is a very, very infinite situation that I'm looking at and all ones should look at as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because by becoming declutter, our surrounding, our space, the area, it's also relating to the mind's core.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, nature sits in a oneness, which is the key point for understanding the humanitarian aspect of each one's individual's life in our home.
Right.
So it really starts from an internal mindset of us,
right,
and particularly myself.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
What the one is doing very, very eloquently is reviewing the whole curricula that we go through in the foundation course.
Mm-hmm.
So ones who are online, you can visit unifiedknowledge.org, and if you click on the link under key concepts, you'll see a unified knowledge link. It gives you a list of what we term as the culture of the approach, the objectives of the approach, and the principles, processes, and protocols. So what Coral is doing is sharing how those things connect for her.
Mm-hmm.
They're set areas of learning.
Right.
And we show how they work in a learning environment, why they're important to have as principal for the schooling, and how they are real practically.
Right.
So for each one, it will sit obviously in a different place,
right,
given each one's unique circumstance.
Right.
So Coral is very eloquently sharing how these things connect,
right,
from her reference,
right,
which is very good.
Okay.
Each one has their own way of digesting it.
Sure.
And that's what we're about now, sharing that.
Sure. My sister? do you see yourself developing, you know, using what you're learning now?
How I'm using it is to build a new school.
Okay.
For Tari Timber at Bed.
Is this something you want to build a school yourself?
Yes, it's in the process at the moment.
That's good.
And it means for Tari Study House, so look out for this space.
Excellent, excellent. Love that, love that. So from a school, you're going to build a school.
Yes,
what's the age group you're catering for?
All ages.
All ages. Okay, okay. And you know, coming 2011, in sometime in September, there's a number of full-time black schools that are supposed to be coming on stream. You know about those, yeah? And there are one or two that already exist. So will yours be full-time?
Yes, it'll be full-time, and we endeavour to link the other schools.
Okay,
well.
Nice one, like that.
Just to make it clear, Schools of Unified Learning, in the very title, explains how we can have this kind of relationship.
Right.
Schools is plural. Schools,
right,
plural,
right.
Schools of Unified
Learning.
I hear that. The organisation, although we have direct practice for children and direct practice for parents and teachers, so we have our school as a direct learning institute, we are also about supporting ones in developing schools and becoming part of the infrastructure of new schools.
Right.
So this is why we're teaching the pedagogy, the method of education,
right,
so that one like Mrs. Heights, who has the aspiration to develop a particular kind of schooling,
right,
can use the platforms that we've developed within that structure, and each one can do that. We have I have another associate who is in our centre. This is Farah Ali. He's part of Searchlight, the Searchlight Supplementary School. This one is from the Somali community, and so he too is also interested in developments. So in terms of Seoul, we're working with a number of ones in the development of their education practice.
I hear that.
And it's, from our point of view, it's diverse, it's Pan-Africa.
Good.
So people can come from many different backgrounds,
yes,
and Seoul can support the development of their schools.
Love.
But the sister's very, he's very modest in her speaking. She has spent a lot of time,
okay,
in developing Fatari from her students.
And what, sorry,
yeah,
pass
more to say,
I think. Yeah. And what area is the school going to be in, sis?
It's located currently at the Abundance Centre.
Okay.
Where as it grows, we will look for our own building.
Okay, okay. Nice one. Now, I'm into being holistic. So in any of what you're doing, do you see anything related to kind of like health and, you know, how you prepare the mind, that kind of thing, the kind of do you cover anything like that? The kind of nutrition, you know, because a lot of our children, go to school, they're drinking all this aspartame and eating all kind of sugar and all these funny drinks that they have. And then, you know, ADHD, ADD, all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't expect that to be part of your. But what I'm saying is that, is that part of what you do? Is that part of the schooling?
Absolutely. From my own observation, it is that we've got to look at nature.
Right.
Nature is the teacher.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's no point my sitting here saying that I do not follow,
mm-hmm,
nature. I,
mm-hmm,
do indeed,
mm-hmm,
because LTE eating is very, very necessary for,
mm-hmm,
the expansion of the mind.
Absolutely.
LTE eating is very necessary for the thinking quality,
mm-hmm,
and also the mind's core.
Mm-hmm.
As the mind score, the objectives.
Right.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Objective is very necessary, and the very pivoting point is, of course, LTE eating.
Mm-hmm.
Which is definitely organic.
Okay.
So I do follow the LTE eating at home,
mm-hmm,
and I ensure that, of course, there are fruits,
mm-hmm,
in the morning and vegetable,
right,
intake of water,
right,
which apparently we are, is it 80 or 90%
made
of? That's
a very good
of
one, the water,
yes,
very important.
The great water,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We cannot ignore that.
No,
we need it to flush our system,
mm-hmm,
we need it to rejuvenate ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so we need to rejuvenate the children with that.
Right.
So again, fruits as well is very necessary, and not to have a certain kind of cocktail in my home.
Right.
I do not adhere to those things at all.
And so are the children, did they used to eat that other diet before, or did you always have a healthy diet anyway, or you, as part of your learning, you've changed along the way?
Quite clearly, through the education, it is necessary to follow a clear guideline of recognizing that one has got to be determined
mm-hmm.
for that change. So yes, there are areas that I personally have excluded,
mm-hmm.
which is very necessary.
Good.
I prepare from home,
mm-hmm.
lunch, absolutely everything, because all is embraced in one. So here we have economics, we've got so many things that I actually
right.
observe that comes out of the school of, from the teachings of the School of Unified
Learning. I hear you. Your daughter had her hand up before. Did you want to say something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like water.
You like water? That's good. Excellent, excellent. Tell me something else you like apart from water.
I like vegetables and orange.
Okay. Good, good. So do other children think you're funny?
No.
No.
Most of the times they sometimes.
Okay, good, good, excellent, excellent. Yes, my sister, develop the idea of the school. I mean, what do you see your school in terms of your direction? Do you see very different to what the brother's doing now?
We're using the criteria of soul, and
right.
that will help. You know, we want to make this different.
Mm-hmm.
It is different,
right.
And we want to make it stay different.
Right, right. So, what sort of things you would see yourself be doing differently, or expanding, or developing, or adding to, or I don't impose any limitations on you, sis.
At the moment, I don't want to elaborate too much
okay.
on the point.
Okay.
But wants to get in contact with us.
Okay, I hear you. I respect that. Does your daughter want to say anything? Do you want to say anything? No. Okay. All right. Okay. If you wanna interact with us, 0753800 5634 or 0798385292. And remember, you know that we're always out there complaining. You know, the school now do this. And the children, you know, I mean, you really have to stop that stuff now. So we have examples, you know, and the thing is, walk the talk. You know, I've been at Galaxy now a year and a half, and I don't want to keep hearing the same old stuff all the time. Them now do this, and them now do that, and re. The thing is, if we set up things that are alternative, that are, you know, that are our institutions that can help us, we must start to use them. We must start to find a way. And let's face it, come on, what are children learning school system? I mean, please, you know. I mean, I've been here nearly 50 years now. And to be truthful, we're saying the same things now. I'm here 50 years that we're saying when I first came to Britain. I mean, this is ridiculous, yeah? So don't just sit at home and listen up. You can interact with us, as I say, 0753800 5634 or 0798385292, or you can email us on studio@galaxyafiwi.com. But Aston Mari, do you think you wanted to contribute?
I just wanted to build on what you were saying and what Sister Coral has said.
Mm-hmm.
In response to your question about health and nutrition,
sure.
and those aspects, the one has mentioned principles, processes and protocols.
Which is not something that the state system takes very kind. They don't take it. I mean, they kind of tinker with it. They don't really take it seriously.
Well, this is the whole point.
Mm.
In our schooling, in the whole method of the education, we have what we term as principles, processes and protocols.
Right.
And just two of them that sits very importantly with those questions. One, harmony with nature.
Right.
Two, mind, breath, body harmonization. So,
good.
Harmony with nature it may sound like common sense, but standard schooling and the general culture in this environment,
mm-hmm.
and the media especially,
mm-hmm.
presents nature as some kind of
alien
or enemy or
mm-hmm.
threat,
mm-hmm.
threat to humanity or humankind or mankind.
Right.
It presents the dynamic of nature as something hostile to
right.
people.
Right.
Now, it's important in the whole fabric of an education system to be clear about your relationship to the dynamic of nature.
Right.
And so we make it clear as a principle, process and protocol of the school that we seek and have intrinsic harmony with nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect, and then we explore what that means in practicalities. The other, which is also helpful, is the business of mind, breath, body harmony. So for example, we have exercises, the dance practice, the Dankira Tawadi, which is warrior dance,
right.
is a very good vehicle for harmonizing the body and the mind with breath and yogic movement and dance and rhythmic movements.
Right.
So we recognize that that process of harmony is essential in an education system.
Right.
In the standard system of schooling, that would be something like PE. However, in this approach, it can come into many areas.
Right.
When we practice the Fidel, the alphabet system, we learn it with hand signs. So we're doing hand sign, breath, and mental disciplines at the same time.
Right.
And we recognize that as a very tangible way to harmonize the mind and the body with the breath.
Yeah.
And that is a principle,
right.
and it is a process, and it is a protocol of the learning.
Right.
Those things sit well. On one final point on your reasoning about health, we have an objective about the development of healthful space. And to be clear on what healthful space is, one has to explore what health is. So as part of the course, we lay down some very simple but key points about health,
mm-hmm.
definition of health.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, we have to unpack the word health, thereby exploring what we mean by well-being, what we mean by freedom, what we mean by pain, what we mean by illness, what we mean by disease.
Right.
And those two in particular, we make it clear that in any situation of health or poor health, ones have to find the root cause, the root illness,
right.
and not be led astray by the disease, which may be something of a surface thing.
Right.
We've explored this as a principle of how
we
approach health.
Do you do any meditation or anything like that in terms of the class?
Well, meditation is something, the question I always ask, when people ask about meditation, I ask upon what you wish to meditate on.
I hear you.
So, when I'm talking
about
mind...
Just generally relaxation of the mind, because one of the things is that in mainstream school, many times when children get, by the time they get to school, they're actually quite... The journey from home to school is very stressful, you know what I mean? And sometimes they don't get off to a good start because teachers don't recognize that, yeah? And in truth and in fact, they're not really learning anything, you know? Because, you know stress is a way where it kind of almost shuts the person down from learning.
Okay, well, regarding meditation, even the act of this mind, breath, body harmony,
right.
that is a concentration, to be able to concentrate the mind to and the breathing disciplines
right.
so that you can endure and make the body work in more dynamic and more powerful ways. But I think it would be useful for perhaps if Niley could explain what we mean by consciousness. We have to reason on these words.
Okay.
Mother has spoken about a way that we assess levels of skill.
Right.
So we have what we call limamud daraja, which is practice levels.
Right.
And one has cited four different practice levels.
Sure.
Four being one where you're unconscious and incompetent, and number one being one where you're super conscious and competent.
Yes.
So there's and the two between that.
Yes.
But to know what that's about, the children and the parents and community, I need to have a clear sense of what we mean by consciousness.
Okay.
So we reason on this with the children.
Okay.
And that's now you can talk from her point of view, what she's experienced.
She
don't look
too happy, but no worries, sis. It's good. It's good.
Oh, start at the beginning.
Always start at the beginning.
What is consciousness? There are some key words, aren't there?
Consciousness.
the boys would like to help. These are things that they've reasoned on. So stand up, help.
No, hold on, hold on. We're not on here at the moment. I'm just saying, you know, which one do you want to speak? So that
I've got conscious.
No, let them. You have to record it. This is the point.
Okay, so who's going to speak on the consciousness?
Stage number 4 is your unconscious.
You need to raise your voice.
Stage number 4 is your unconscious of your incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Stage number 2 is your conscious of your incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Stage number 3 is your competent of your consciousness. Stage number 4 is your super conscious of your competence.
Excellent, excellent. This young sister here had her hand up. She wanted to make a contribution.
Say that number 4 means you're not concentrated and interested in what Astamaya is teaching in class.
Okay. So you look like she wants to say something.
The 5 key words of consciousness is to be conscious. You have to be awake,
mm-hmm.
alert.
Mm-hmm. That's 2.
Awake, alert, aware.
Uh-huh. 3. Help her out, someone. Awake, alert, aware. Got 3. Three A's, a K and a C.
There's knowing.
Knowing, good, good, excellent.
Why do you need concentration?
Because one of the stages, 4, 3, 2, 1, you need your
concentrate.
You need your concentration so you can go up in the levels all the way to stage 1 so you can do something and you're not aware that you're doing it, but you're doing it a good way, as like it's a practice, and then you don't know you're doing it, but you're just doing it, and
okay.
It's like
okay. So what about how you see yourselves applying this knowledge we talked about? And I know, sis, you know that you're developing the school, so that's very clear, and there's a very clear direction. What I'm really trying to say is that after going through all this kind of culturally appropriate, I think is a good term, culturally appropriate knowledge, because you know when you're in the school system, we're really learning things that really don't really relate to us many, many times, yeah? No, what I'm saying is, it's probably really directed at the children, and then I'm really trying to because it's a self-reliance night, you know. So you can't really go and take a course like this and then go and go for a job, go to somebody to help you find a job. So what I'm really trying to find out, what sort of things do you see yourselves doing in the future? Apart from this sister here, hers is very clear. We know exactly where she's going. Yeah, my sister, what do you see yourself developing out of what you're learning? Any vision? I mean, if you don't have one and you say living in the moment, I can relate to that.
Well, at this very point in time, I am using the knowledge to develop my path as I go, as I continue, and endeavours to be creative.
Right, right. Yes, definitely. And the children, any of them got any kind of any ideas, anything that they think they might want to do in the future? No? Boys?
Stand up.
Thinking the future for myself, that the River Thames will be frozen because of winter.
Okay. All right.
And
Roots Doctor is asking what you would like to do in the future. What would you like to do with yourself? What do you see yourself doing? Are you learning anything that you think will help you with the things you want to do in the future?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I would like to be a scientist, an astronaut.
Wow. Okay.
And an athletic.
Okay.
And an aeroplane flyer.
Okay.
And a bus driver.
Wow. Wow. All of those. That sounds good. At least there's some choice there, you know? My other young brother?
Good combination.
Yes, it is a very good combination. My young brother, have you got any?
I myself would like to be a scientist too.
Okay, that's good.
And in the Abundance Centre, maths is helping me with science as well, because I hear that scientists use maths to do science.
Okay, excellent.
Just on that point, because the business of mathematics is a kind of integral element of the schooling, but we're taking it from a different place to where the standard system takes it. So when we're using the word mathematics and math, it has a different meaning to the ones, because they're learning it in connection to nature and unified approaches to it.
Right.
For one, it is directly related to what we say is ma'at, but it would be useful, I think, for example, for one, I think Nile is the elder here of the children, to on something like number. Well, Nile is one that has a little more experience in the class. So for her to speak on something like number, which people think is what math is all about,
right,
that will give an idea of where we go. It's the way of the schooling is to go to the very root of the matter.
Okay.
And so rather than superficially touching things and flying off into new subjects, we deal with the roots comprehensively, so that when you build on that, everything stands.
Right.
So perhaps if Nile can speak on what number is. What is number, Nile?
Number is a tool of perception. And perception is getting to know through your senses. I would like to see the senses, because two you might not know. So the first one is sight, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching.
Okay.
The other two is common sense and your inner tutor.
Okay. That's good. Who's your inner tutor? Tell me about the inner tutor.
The inner tutor is telling you, it's like your inner teacher.
Okay.
Because if you've got a decision to make, and you don't have anybody to help you. For example, like somebody wanted, there's lots of jobs and they can't know which one they want to choose. They have to use their inner tutor to look back to see what they have achieved. It's like a teacher that helps you to remember. So you know that when you want to say something, your inner tutor goes from the past to make it become a good reasoning.
Excellent. Right. Any contributions from our young sister? Does she want to?
Yes. I wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
A scientist.
I like the sound of that.
A painter.
Wow.
And a driver.
Okay.
And one more thing, a boat driver.
Well, you know, some of those are good. I mean, I don't know if the school covers anything, but because one of the things I find with our young people, they're very, very mesmerized by technology and by, you know, certain things around us. So sometimes I think they'd be more interested in doing certain things if they knew that, you know, we had a connection to that. Because sometimes when I speak and young people, you know, they're into the mobile phones and all that, and they don't realize that these things have been invented by us, you know. And I think sometimes that would really encourage them to really, you know, become all kinds of things if they knew that we had a link to them, you know. Well, that's the one.
Just to say that it's important from the school point of view. We have charters in the school.
Right.
And those things, particularly the warrior charter, which
right.
ones learn at the very early stage, are part of a process of keeping all potential open.
Right.
So that the things we're learning, because they're the article root principles, it means that they have the capacity to do anything that they choose.
Wow.
It's like this, and they have to come to
so
the
they can go in any direction.
They can.
Excellent.
We've a sense that there are some integrals to that, like, for example, being the best communicator,
right.
being creative,
right.
or mastering self-command,
right.
and the business of leadership and
right.
responsibility, and becoming expert or expertise or mastery, great competence
right.
in matters that they have to deal with.
Right.
These things are integral.
So they march as certain spiritual qualities, and
yes.
then they move to the practical stuff.
Yes,
I like that. Excellent. So we definitely got some scientists, we got some doctors. I didn't hear any lawyers, which is probably, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Good.
Oh yeah, you wanted to be a lawyer? No? No, okay.
Well, I'd like to be when I grow up. I'd like to be a doctor. From a very early stage, I wanted to be a doctor. I would like to be a teacher.
Mm.
I would like to be
I'm not hearing any, which is very good. I'm not hearing any sports people. I'm not hearing any boxers. I'm not hearing any singers. I'm not hearing any entertainers. And I love that. I really love that. I really love that.
I hear you.
I think it's fantastic. That's not to say we mustn't do sports, but I'm just saying that, you know, most of the time when you talk to our young people, you know, they want to be some kind of, you know, whatever's in front of them kind of thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really healthy and refreshing to hear them say so many things and they haven't mentioned any of those things at all. Go on, brother. Yeah, what's saying?
Roger did mention being an athlete.
Oh, he did? Okay,
he did.
I didn't hear him.
I think it's important to reference for the ones who are speaking now.
Right.
All the ones have a connection to our practice we call Dankira Tawadi. So when we're talking about mind, breath, body, harmony, that in itself, it necessitates dealing with body and dealing with physicality,
right.
dealing with strength, becoming flexible, becoming strong. These things are part of health.
Right.
So the physicality and being taking to be expert and then being a professional in some physicality that you're good at is just as doable as anything else, and
right.
in fact is important as a balanced way of, you know, expressing the genius.
Right.
It's important to be able to know you can be a great athlete and a top scientist.
It's not incompatible.
They are compatible. They're
yes.
supposed to be together.
Yes.
If you're really pushing for supreme being.
Yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, there's an example of a person who's like that. There is the great Charles Drew, who was like that. He was a very good... He invented blood plasma, but he was also a very good athlete. So it's very possible.
This is the way.
It's very possible.
This is the way.
Yeah.
This is why those ones who are the athletes, you find that the parents have groomed them, but they've groomed them with a whole rounded science.
Right.
They've
right.
gone into the science of
right.
being the athlete or being the sports person.
Right.
But they have gone into the math of it, the
right.
science of
right.
it, in depth.
So we're saying really that, you know, to try to develop this self-reliance thing a bit more is to kind of take everything that you learn so that, you know, you're not going to anybody else to look for, you know, a job, whatever. Because probably by the time they get older, you know, that probably, you probably won't be able to do that. There will probably nobody out there will be able to give you a job. So it's good if they have a, you know, if they want to see themselves going in a particular direction where they're going to develop something. Is that your hand up? You want to say something? Yeah, go on.
I also want to be I like to do gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
I like singing and drama.
Okay.
I like...
Who's your favourite singer?
Don't know.
Don't know?
A lot. Don't know.
Okay, all right. No? Okay.
I like music.
Okay, what sort of music do you like?
I like playing the guitar.
You play the guitar?
Well, I need to be tuned up with the... I can play the piano.
You can play the piano?
Yes.
That's a good instrument.
Every Wednesday, like today, at 4:30 I do some piano lessons.
Very good.
And I do dancing lessons after that.
Okay, excellent. Boys, anything you want to say? Mom, no?
And I would like to say that I like to do athletics, so my mom's trying to make me do jogging in the morning.
Okay.
So this morning I jogged at 4:30.
Excellent.
I jogged for 15 minutes.
Good. Good for you,
And
for
that
you.
One
of the things that in a lot of illnesses is that people are, they're not actually exercising themselves, and so their immune systems are very... don't act very well. Like a lot of people who have diabetes and all these things, you find that they're very inactive. So keep up the, you know, keep her jogging. Very important. It kicks the immune system, you know. My young sister, did you have something to say?
Yes.
Uh huh.
I like to do drumming as well. What has tomorrow teams me?
Okay.
And I just want to say one Wednesday.
Okay. So you do drumming at the school, yeah?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Thank
Boys,
you
get involved in the drumming? Good, excellent. One day I'll have to come over and you'll have to do me a class. Excellent.
Yes. Sihana, she just said something in binary. She's expressing an idea.
Okay.
It's a rhythm she's expressing, and there's a voice, there's a harmony that goes with that.
Right.
So that's part of the language of the school that ones are able to speak in.
Right.
I think that Kwesi had something to say.
I also, before, I've forgotten this, I also said that I would have like to be an athlete.
Okay.
Because I won a lot.
And what would you like to do? Running, jumping, hurdling? What sort of? And if you want to run, what sort of distance do you want to run?
Swimming.
Swimming. Okay, that's good. Excellent.
And I also like to sing.
You sing as well?
Mm-hmm,
wow.
Because my cousin, he sings a lot.
Okay, good, good, excellent. Tell me a singer that you like.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, okay, good, good, excellent. Okay, well, we're getting to the end of the show. Does anybody want to say anything to kind of wind up? Anything you wanted to say?
Colleagues, yes.
You can recite anything if you want to do that. If you want to do a little bit of drumming, you can do that to end up. Yeah? Okay. So if the boys can ease out the chair and then you can sit over there and do something. It can't be very long, just a couple of minutes or so. Yes?
Well, as the one is called to recite the Warrior Charter.
Okay.
So we should do that first. The Warrior
sure,
Charter
sure.
is one of two charters for the school. The Warrior Charter is the first. The second is the Mathematician's Charter.
Okay.
And those things, if you know what a charter is, it's quite a powerful statement to
sure.
define what you're about.
Sure.
And
so who's going to do that? Who's gonna
well,
do
everyone
that?
Can do the Warrior Charter.
Okay.
And then we'll do what we call a Zema with Om and E, which is two sounds and breath
okay.
that relates to the drumming.
Okay. All right.
Yetawagi Hagar Masara.
I practice Danki Yetawagi to increase eye perception and consciousness, to be the best communicators, to be creative, to master eye self command will, to become master warriors, Rastawagi, master teachers, Rastasamari, and supreme beings.
Excellent, wonderful. Love that. That was wonderful. Really good. Really good. Excellent. Okay, right. You're taking us out now with something? What are you going to do?
We're going to do what we call a Zema. A Zema is also a chant, and it's regarding breath command. Tunfash Azerza, breath command.
Okay.
Two sounds in this. This is something I like a film for the school, so many community will have heard it before. But there's two types of breathing in it. One is Om, which is a resonance of peace, and the other is E, which is a resonance of determination. So the drumming that I do is saying Om and E
mm-hmm.
through that binary system that the children were talking about,
right.
and we'll use a voice to express the idea.
Right.
At another time, perhaps we'll have more drummers, because there's more drum arrangements to it. We'll come to that.
I don't know if the studio can hold that much drummers, but go on, let's hear you. And those who don't have a mic, you just have to talk a little louder, or sing, or whatever you do, chant, whatever. Excellent, fantastic, that was wonderful.
So we have a silly to close.
Okay, right, do you stop?
Tawagi Salanta.
Exile Asagan, Hashima Tawagi Asam.
Hashima. Thank you very much, thank you very, very much. And that was really inspirational. Yes, they full joy that I could see that. Yes. Brother Asamari, what can I say? You've done it again, my brother. Give thanks, yeah? Biku ones, thank you for your contribution. Not so little ones, thank you for your contribution too.
Thank
yeah?
you so much.
And I know things are heading in the right direction. Contact, yeah.
Okay, so just to say with the obviously, one have a sense of some of the elements of the schooling and may want to get more information. Unifiedknowledge.org is a very good website that has comprehensive details. Unifiedknowledge.org. You can contact us, or you can contact me directly on 078 1702 3073 or the centre numbers 020 8144 1720. Also, you can check out our new Abundance Centre's website. That's abundancecentre.co.uk. But those sites are good, and be free to call. The course, the foundation course, we're open to enrolments now. There are daytime provision for the children and Saturday school provision as well, and early years as well, which we didn't get to speak about, but something where parents and toddlers and
I just remember that, but that can be for another time.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, excellent.
Hashima.
Right, right. Anybody got any final thing they want to say? They really, really got to say something. No, good. Yes, her hand's gone up over there.
I really like being on Galaxy Radio.
Hey, no, I love that. That's excellent, 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 wonderful. All right, thank you very much, and I hope you're all very, very successful in what you do. Young sis, you were gonna say.
I really enjoy it on the Galaxy Radio because I heard my voice inside my palm.
Good, excellent, excellent. Yeah, you can show off all your friends so you come on Galaxy now, you know, you don't have to be shy, yeah?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent, wonderful. And my sister, did you have anything you wanted to say, or are you gonna just keep silent?
No.
Good, excellent. We have lots of silent guests, so don't worry. You're not the first. It's cool. All right. But you're looking forward to starting the course, though? Good, excellent, excellent. Well, you got some good examples already, so, yeah. All right, then. Well, safe travel, safe journey. Thank you very much. And, you know, at another stage, we'll invite you back again, and we'll sort of see what where you are and how you've developed. See, I'm very interested in the idea of developing a school. I like that. Because it's like you're taking it and moving it on, you know. So I like that. That's really good. Really good. And the fact you got all age groups, that's a tall order. Most people try to specialize and, you know, keep it in, you know, some to some. But to take on the whole age range, that's interesting.
Well, it started off with one, but when I saw it, it needed all.
Okay,
yeah.
I hear you. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Aston Mari, you've done it again, my brother. Give thanks.
I would just like to say that it's very necessary to move towards self-sufficiency.
Absolutely.
And this
Absolutely.
Is the very integral part that one has to take, and it comes through education.
Yes.
Following the classic references.
You see, I think the problem with us and this whole thing of education or anything we do, we're kind of waiting for the big school. And it's like, you know, if we don't open up a school that's like FIDEM school kind of thing, then we don't see it as school, you know what I mean?
Precisely.
So we have to start somewhere, yeah? And, you know, even if we just do one, as we used to say, one cocoa full basket, we have to start somewhere, you know what I mean? So let's let's stay on the case and let's keep the thing going, you know. Excellent. All right, bless.
My first time on radio.
Is it?
Yes.
Excellent.
I've never been on radio before.
That's good.